Welcome to Market Insight. I'm Michael Suido. With me today is Terrence Wong. He's the CEO of Azure Capital. Today we're talking about Singapore stocks. We start off by looking at how stocks are performing today and then diving into property, banks, and telcos.
Well, I think there's a little bit more volatility during this period, and today it just happened to be a down day. I guess investors are really sidelined. They're looking and turning their attention to the Fed's semi-annual testimony to the Congress. That could lay the groundwork for the tightening, and that's also the start of the second quarter earnings season. So a lot of investors, I think, are on the sidelines waiting for things to happen.
Well, we see the banks are leading the market lower today. DBS, OCBC, UOB, all in negative territory. What is your take now on the banking sector?
Well, I don't think that there's any fresh leads or new things that's happening. Of course, if they are increasing rates, that's going to be positive for the banks. But on the downside, we're looking at the possibility of a full-fledged trade war. That's negative because that affects the asset quality. And also recently, because of the property curbs, I think that has created a little bit of a dent on the banks.
If we look at the property stocks, that sector has really been hit since the government announced cooling measures about a week and a half ago. If we take a look at some year-to-date numbers, City Development down almost 22% year-to-date, UOL down 23%, Oxy Holdings, one of the worst performers, down some 33% year-to-date. Business Times has a headline saying developers may now trim the prices of new launches by as much as 10%. What is your take on where the sector is now and where it's headed?
That's right, Mike. After they unleashed all the property measures previous Thursday, the following day there was a very, very violent reaction to the property stocks. You mentioned all the numbers, that was only year to date. But if you just look at that very day after the property cooling measures, the stocks, property stocks, were down between 5 and 15% in a single day.
And double-digit losses that day.
That's right. That's right. And the real estate agencies were the worst hit. We're talking about the likes of Apex Realty, PropNext. They were down over 20%. I think that property counters have somewhat stabilized for now, as I guess investors as well as analysts, they are like trying to figure out what's the real impact on the companies. But very often, I think in the markets, we will tend to overreact and then start to analyze the numbers. And that's what they're doing right now. We're really seeing some developers lowering their sale price by between 5 and 10%, as long as that doesn't hit their margins. And I believe that there are margins for quite a few of these projects. So developers would now have to just contend with lesser profits for the upcoming projects.
So do you think that lowering their sales price will be good or bad for the property developers' share prices?
Well, if all else remaining equal, it will be negative. But since investors have already decided to sell down on these stocks, I think you need to look at, on a case-to-case basis, whether the counter that you're looking at, the stock that you're looking at, have already been sold down below their fundamental price.
Okay, so talking about stocks that have been sold down a lot, are there any particular stocks in this sector that you think are now ripe for buying?
Well, among the property counters, I do like CapitaLand. Not too long ago, it's panned for not doing enough in its home market, while its rivals were busy snapping up on-block project after on-block project. It has only one. So with this latest cooling measures, I think the tables have turned in their favor. It will face the least impact with regards to all these property curbs. And what it boasts is very good geographical spread and a credible recurring revenue base with its REITs as well as its private funds. It currently trades at about 40% discount to its RNAV, and it also offers a decent yield of 4%.
So when we're talking about its geographic spread, it's the fact that its developments are not just in Singapore but elsewhere in the region. That's one of the things which is making it a good buy?
Yeah, it is not singularly focused in Singapore, that's one. In terms of product-wise, we are also looking at not only residential projects, it is also very deep into commercial as well as shopping malls.
If we look at other sectors now, are there other blue chips that you're interested in?
Well, we spoke about Singtel 2 weeks back on this program. It's bounced up about 7 to 8%, which I believe is quite a feat for a company the size of Singtel. It is unlikely to see another big surge, I think, in terms of its share price in the short term, but I continue to like the story because of its use. To recap, it dishes out current levels about 5.3% over the next 2 years. This is a promise that the management has made based on, I think, forecasts of their own cash flow capabilities. And in the next few weeks, I think investors will be getting 10 cents out of the 17 cents for an entire year. So don't be overly worried if you see the prices fall after it goes ex-div. But what is a real worry, I think, for investors that's investing in Singapore telcos is that there's going to be a fourth telco coming out sometime this half of the year. a lot of investors are worried, but I think Singtel will be least affected of the three telcos due to the fact that it's well diversified.
Terrence, as you mentioned, we spoke 2 weeks ago. You said that it was probably a good time to buy Singtel, and the shares actually have risen in that period of time. Do you still think that it's a good buy?
I think it's still decent levels. I wouldn't park as much money right now as, say, a couple of weeks ago, because at that point in time, it was flirting with 6% for the dividend, which I think deemed it to be very, very attractive. Now it's slightly less attractive, but it's still worthwhile to park your funds in the face of all the volatility in the market.
All right. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Terrence Wong. He's the CEO of Azure Capital. He's bullish on Singtel and Capital Land. Terrence, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.